Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If that line forms on the right, babe, not that man. Back in time. Look out, old Mac is back.
Chris McMahon.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How we doing? 202 on the Fan. McMonagle here with you on this Tuesday morning. Got you for 3 hours, as I normally do. Taking you to the warm-up show at 5-888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. Fleegum on the other side. We're taking your phone calls for the next 3 hours right here on the Fan. You know, we're going to get to the Mets because, hey, pennant race baseball is fun. And they pull out a game against Washington where the bats continue to be ice cold, but they do just enough. The pitching continues to be great. We're going to get to it. But we have to discuss what we just saw on Monday Night Football on ESPN, whichever broadcast you were watching. You saw the Eagles blow a game they absolutely had in the bag. And, you know, something about this game, I have to admit, I tweeted it out. When I promoted this show, I tweeted out saying, you know, pennant race baseball is fun. That's kind of been my slogan here for these two teams playing pennant race baseball. And I said, watching the Eagles lose in heartbreaking fashion is fun because, hey, I'm a Giant fan, right? And if not, Philly, New York, no one likes Philly. We don't even like when our players wear Philly's jerseys, and we got to get to that as well. But I like watching the Eagles lose, right? Of course I do. Who doesn't if you're a Giant fan? Who doesn't? I like watching the Eagles lose. I like the fact that the coach is an idiot. I like the fact they passed up 3 points in the early part of the game. I like the fact they're doing ridiculous play calls at the end of the game. I like the fact that Kirk Cousins goes down the field with a minute 39 left. Primetime Kirk goes right down the field against this Eagles defense. He didn't even need a minute 30. They actually got the ball back, believe it or not, Philadelphia, with time to possibly do something. And I like watching Hurts throw an interception in the game. It was great. It was all great. But Giants fans, I'm sorry. We are embarrassing ourselves laughing at Saquon Barkley. The idea that we are somehow, I like watching the Eagles lose, but somehow we're going to feel better. We're going to laugh. We're going to celebrate that the former Giant Saquon Barkley dropped a pass that cost him the game, and no doubt he did. And if you don't want to know what I'm talking about, you should. But go back and watch the game because the Eagles have this game wrapped up with a minute and 40 on third down and 4. And they call a pass play. They have Saquon Barkley out in the flat. I think it's a ridiculous call. I think you run the football, make take the 40 seconds off the clock. You've been running the ball successfully all night long. Saquon Barkley's played well. The running game has been good. And even if you don't get the first down, if you come up relatively short and you still want to call that play to win the game on fourth down, you have the tush push that is a cheat code. You can't lose. You always get that. Worst case scenario, you've got a team playing for three instead of a touchdown, by the way. If you get stuck in the fourth down and you get stopped, they're only playing for three, probably worst case scenario with 30 seconds left or something. Maybe you're playing overtime. The Eagles made a ridiculous call. They got beaten heartbreaking fashion. And as a Giant fan, I love it. But what I won't do is point to a drop pass from Saquon Barkley that absolutely cost them the game and somehow try to justify the disgusting nature of what my team has become. Because I'll tell you right now, I was the first person when I saw the decision made by the New York Giants. I was the first person when I saw Hard Knocks Offseason Edition. when they decided not to sign Saquon Barkley. I didn't want to draft Saquon Barkley. I have been almost exclusively anti-Saquon Barkley on the New York Giants as anyone. Drafting him was a mistake. Giving him a contract would have been a mistake. It was time to move on, mainly because the Giants aren't good enough to justify playing a running back. Let's not remake history. And although, yes, he's dropped a pass here or two, and yes, he's had a play here or two, and sure, maybe he had an opportunity to win a game or two more for the New York Giants than he did. But let's not make this about, oh, welcome to Philadelphia, Saquon. This is what Saquon does. Saquon's a losing player. The Giants don't have Saquon Barkley because he didn't make enough good plays. Let's not have revisionist history. He's somewhere else because they couldn't justify paying him because the roster's not good enough to warrant paying a running back. Because they just got beat by the Washington Commanders with scoring 3 touchdowns and allowing none. We're laughing at Saquon Barkley when the Giants are the laughingstock of the NFL? This is where we're getting our glories from? This is where we get our kicks? Watching Saquon Barkley drop a pass and making it seem like as if that's why he's not a New York Giant, because he didn't make enough good plays. And here you go, Philadelphia. Enjoy your Saquon Barkley, who scored 3 touchdowns in week 1 and helped them get to the point where they should have iced the game with a minute and 39 left. I am sorry, but this is flat out embarrassing, the reaction I'm seeing on Twitter from Giant fans. The joy that the Giant fan is trying to take from a Philadelphia loss like it's even a rivalry anymore. I like watching them lose, but let's be honest. Oh, what does this do? What does this do? Make them 1-1 like it matters. Like it matters where they are in the standings. They kick the tar out of the New York Giants every single chance they get. Every single meaningful game played New York versus Philadelphia has gone the same way, going back all the way to the 2000 playoffs. And now we're going to sit here straight-faced and take solace and joy in the fact Saquon Barkley dropped the pass and make it seem as if that's the kind of thing why he's not here? That's right. Saquon Barkley's not good enough for this team. That's why he's not here. That's right. Saquon Barkley's not a good enough player. That's why he's not a Giant. Welcome to Philadelphia. Here you go, Eagles fans. Enjoy all the drop passes. Meanwhile, yesterday's game, or Sunday's game, rather, for the New York Giants, the new weapon, the new star wide receiver, that we are all just enthralled with, 10 catches, 100-plus yards. He's the new real. Wait, what? You don't need a running back. You need a star wide receiver out there on the outside making plays for Daniel Jones. He just did the exact same thing. We just lost the game because our new stud offensive player dropped a pass on 4th down that could have helped them win the game. It just happened to us. And we're laughing at Saquon Barkley. What are we doing? What are we? Are we trying to? I know the football season's dead. It's dead for the New York Giants. It's absolutely dead. You just heard all this stuff. We don't even know. We can't get a kicker on the field in back-to-back seasons.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They have started 0-2 9 out of the last 12 years. This is a team in Philadelphia you know is going to the playoffs. This is a team in Philadelphia who beats the crap out of the New York Giants. And while I agree, I'm glad Saquon Barkley is not on the Giants because we're not good enough to justify paying him. That's why. Not because of drop passes. Not because of all the times I can point to Saquon Barkley cost the Giants games. And don't get me, I'm glad. And that's, we've been talking about it. I've been talking about it. Giant fans agree with me. I don't care he's with Philadelphia. I don't care. After week one, I'm supposed to be all upset that Saquon Barkley scored 3 touchdown passes and helped them beat Green Bay out in Brazil. That's supposed to upset me? Doesn't upset me, none. Well, how can you say that? And then the first chance you get to jump on the guy, the first chance you get to say, you see, we take it. You can't have it both ways. You either don't care he's in Philadelphia or you hung up on it and you spend the night gloating as a New York Giant fan on your way to 3 wins and another top 5 pick in the NFL, which they'll probably get wrong, by the way. And we're laughing at Saquon Barkley because he dropped a pass. When our new stud offensive player, who's going to lead us into the future, who's going to be, some people have already said, the greatest wide receiver in the history of the franchise, this next great talent just did the same thing. And we're laughing today. And we're enjoying it. I enjoy watching them lose. There's a million things about this game. Watching Kirk Cousins, Mr. Prime Time, Mr. Can't Win a Game at night, goes right down the field, easy, within a couple of plays and sticks it in the end zone to break their heart. The coach making a ridiculous play call. Now, I know they schemed it up, and if you watched it, Saquon Barkley is wide open. If he catches it, they win the game. But you've got to run the football there, and then even if you get close, you have a cheat code play. I love the idea the coach is a moron. I love the idea the coach is out there declining the penalty, acting like he's Bill Belichick and the smartest man in the NFL. But you could see how happy he was with himself, declining that offsides penalty earlier in that drive. I love that it came back to bite him. I love Philadelphia lost this game. But the idea as Giant fans, we are going to try and spin the narrative of go enjoy that running back, Philadelphia, when we know damn well the reason he's not here is he's too good for us. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm in any Giant fan who is gloating at the idea that Saquon Barkley dropped that pass should be embarrassed of themselves. Any Giant fan who's going to, as I'm watching an infomercial on SNY right now about a bed and a pillow, anybody who's going to go to peacefully sleep tonight, lay on the pillow, and have a big smile on their face that Saquon Barkley is the reason, or that one play is the reason in your mind that Philadelphia lost that game and we can somehow take solace in it in a team that's about to win 2 or 3 games this season, that is an absolute disgrace that the rest of the NFL is laughing at, in their 100th season, doing things the NFL has never seen in those 100 years. Losing games to rookie quarterbacks who can't do anything but scramble at the moment. Losing games because they don't have a kicker, because they didn't think it was worthy having one when they knew he was injured, which, by the way, happened to them last year. The exact same scenario. We're not smart enough to make sure we can kick field goals. We lost the game to Washington where we didn't have a kicker and they didn't need a punter. But we're laughing at a drop pass last night. We're not allowed to laugh. There is no joy in Mudville. You want to enjoy Philadelphia fans leaving their home opener after not having lost the game in September for the last seven times, the longest streak in the NFL? You want to laugh at the idea that this fan base and that franchise who has owned the New York Giants took a tough one, had to go home, fine. If you want to make this, as a Giant fan, some sort of referendum on the decision to move on from Saquon Barkley, and that this is somehow proof that it was the right move when he scored three touchdowns in week one. And believe me, that didn't bother me. And I don't care. And I don't care that he's with Philadelphia. And I don't care that he's not a Giant. But let's get the real reason he's not a Giant. The real reason he's not a Giant is because it doesn't make sense paying him when he can't impact winning the way he can in Philadelphia. The Giants aren't good enough to justify paying Saquon $12 million, whether it's to score three touchdowns or to drop game-losing passes. Either way, Saquon Barkley is not a Giant for money. And because the roster doesn't warrant it. Not because we've seen enough of this crap. And now it's your problem. Now it's your problem? Unbelievable. Unbelievable the amount of taking bows about Saquon Barkley being a Philadelphia Eagle. I'm as happy as anyone that they lost this game. And you can go through it. There's a million different things about this game that are awesome. Watching this team, the way they collapsed last year, right, head into this game, completely spit the bit. Because you know what? They didn't have to allow the Falcons and Kirk Cousins to go right down the field for a game-winning touchdown. They didn't have to allow that, even after the drop pass. As well as the play was designed, and as much as it would have been successful if Saquon Barkley caught the ball, I think it's a stupid play call. Run the football. Run the clock out. There's a million different... They got, you know, the penalties. They got a break when it looked like, to me, the helmet was ripped off. I know it was kind of contact when they stuffed Atlanta on the 4th-and-1. But I thought they should have been penalized there. There's a lot of unique things to this game. And a lot of things that Giant fans can have fun at Philadelphia's expense for a moment. The idea that Saquon Barkley dropped a pass should not be one of them. It's embarrassing. The Giants aren't good enough to justify Saquon Barkley dropping passes for them. That's the bottom line. And if we're going to pretend that it doesn't bother us when he scores three touchdowns, you can't get all high and mighty when he drops a pass. Especially when you just embarrassed yourself for the first 2 weeks of the season. Being absolutely dominated by Sam Darnold in a no-show home opener. Then going to Washington, a place, the only place, where they've traditionally played well over the last 5 or 6 years, have a roster malfunction that people are calling malpractice, to not have a kicker ready to go with Graham Gano on the injury report. To win the touchdown battle 3-0 and lose. And when the new offensive weapon that even myself is extremely high on, that we're all hopeful is going to be a guy who can make dynamic plays and can lead this offense, when he did the exact same thing. Don't take it out on Saquon Barkley because the Giants are 0-2, staring another dead season in the face. And certainly, let's not make it anything other than what it is. He's not here because we're not good enough to justify keeping him. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. And it's just, it's mind-numbing to me because this Giant thing is such a damn mess. And I'm not going to take the easy way out and celebrate last night. I'm not going to put on my smoking jacket, put my feet up, make myself a martini and go, mur, 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 he dropped a pass. I'm not in the mood. I can't move on from Sunday's debacle as quickly as many others. Let's talk some Mets baseball in a little bit. 888-808-1019. We'll talk Giants as well. I didn't really give you my thoughts on the... I don't even know what to call it. I've used debacle like three or four times, so I got to get a thesaurus. But what Gerrit Cole did on Saturday, it's still gnawing at me. So we got to get to that and that pathetic display of just fear put right in front of the entire world to see by the ace of the New York Yankees. We got to get to that. Of course, as they start a series on the West Coast in Seattle, for a big pennant race for themselves, the Mets' victory, the offense is still slumbering.